Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Just out there spreading measles for 8 days. That's what New Jersey health officials say a Monmouth County resident was apparently doing. They have issued a warning. The state health department says this person recently came back from an overseas trip and visited a number of places in Union and Monmouth counties over the 8 days. Among those places, Lavati's Old World Market in Freehold, September 30th, El Rancho Mexican Restaurant there on October 1st, and the International Longshoremen's Association strike in Elizabeth on October 1st through 3rd. They also went to the Atlantic Immediate Care in Marlboro October 6th and Jersey Shore University Medical Center in Neptune next day. No other cases reported as of Thursday, but health officials say the virus is very easy to spread through an infected person coughing, talking, or sneezing. All of this comes amid what health officials call a concerning rise in cases around the world. Measles was declared eradicated in the U.S. in 2000, but vaccination rates are dropping. More than 200 confirmed cases have been reported nationwide so far this year, mostly in people who've traveled overseas and were not vaccinated. New York health officials are watching for Marburg virus at JFK. There is an outbreak of this rare fever in Rwanda, so now all travelers from there will be screened. So people arriving at O'Hare in Chicago and Dulles outside D.C. New York State Health Commissioner says that they are remaining vigilant, adding that the state and local capabilities, experience, and preparation are one of the reasons it's been chosen as a screening and monitoring site. The screenings will start next week. Passengers who've been in Rwanda for the past 3 weeks will be checked for fever and asked about symptoms of possible exposure. The death toll is rising and millions are still in the dark in the Hurricane Milton damage zone. Meantime, a Brooklyn nonprofit is trying to help the furry victims.
Pilots to the Rescue nonprofit is on the road, driving pets back and forth from down south all the way up north, even to Canada, and stopping off everywhere in between to try and find pets a forever home. Michael Schneider, the founder, tells us these are animals impacted from Hurricane Milton. Their shelters were destroyed.
We are working with a shelter down in Florida who's coming up, and we're meeting them in South Carolina, and those dogs are going to eventually end up in Connecticut. But we're not going to send down the van empty. We're going to be sending it down with a ton of supplies, including tick collars and medicines.
Next week, his organization will be going down south again to rescue more animals, and donations are being collected in Hempstead, Long Island, to help these animals in need. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And the next subpoena goes to the City Department of Education, reportedly the latest to get a demand from federal investigators. Media reports say investigators recently demanded records as part of an ongoing probe of soon-to-be former Chancellor David Banks and his family. They're said to be looking into contracts between the Department of Ed and companies with ties to the Banks family, as well as related records. Also yesterday, federal and city investigators searched the NYPD School Safety Division for documents apparently related to this same investigation of a contract with the company called Safer Watch for a pilot panic button system. Safer Watch was represented by the younger brother of the education commissioner. No comment so far from the DOE. This is just the latest turn in a series of investigations into the Adams administration. The mayor has denied any wrongdoing. For continuing coverage of the federal investigations, stay with 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. Enough drugs to kill millions. That's what Suffolk authorities say they found in a Bellport man's home.
It's the largest fentanyl bust in Suffolk County history. Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney tells us it happened at a home in Bellport, stashed with cocaine and fentanyl.
This is 7 kilos of fentanyl, which is enough to kill every man, woman, and child in Suffolk County. And, one individual possessed these narcotics.
Remsen Gibson, who's 43, has been charged with drug trafficking and endangering the welfare of a child. The drugs were both hidden in a trap door behind his backyard shed, but also out in the open in a nightstand next to the room his two kids sleep in.
We charge him as a major trafficker. He's looking at a minimum of 15 to life. We certainly have a substantial charge on him.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
13-year-old boy has been arrested on charges he stabbed another teenager in an after-school fight in Brooklyn this week. Happened just before 4 p.m. Thursday on Roosevelt Place near Atlantic Avenue in Brownsville. The victim, also 13, had deep wounds in the back. Police say the victim left his school, the Eagle Academy for Young Men on Herkimer Street, got into an argument with several other students from a different school, and that ended in the attack. Now, the victim was taken to the hospital quickly and is expected to recover. Police say the suspect was arrested at the scene without incident and is now being charged with a juvenile. His name has not been released. Police want your help finding the muggers who slashed and robbed a man on a subway platform in Queens this week. 42-year-old victim inside the Fifth Avenue Boulevard station in Jamaica 2 p.m. Thursday. The guys came up to him, punched him in the head, slashed his face, and took his stuff. He's okay. The suspects ran off and police have released photos. They urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. It is a tense start to Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, marked with services across the city and the world. In Brooklyn, some Jewish groups are holding a mass public memorial service for Palestinians. Beth Miller of Jewish Voice for Peace tells 1010 Winds.
We'll be gathering together in public in a mass ritual to remember, to grieve the loss of life of Palestinians over the last year, and to show that Palestinian life is just as valuable as Israeli life, which is often forgotten in this country.
The Yitzkor service will be at 3:30 p.m. at Grand Army Plaza near the Arch. Saved by the customers, some Williamsburg comics book fans joined together to rescue a beloved store.
Gabe Fowler thought it might be the end of his Desert Island comic book store when the landlord got an offer from someone else to pay double the rent.
And so I had a panic attack and could not come up with the money that they needed, and was kind of feeling like my day was done and that I needed to close my store.
That was when Gabe's customers begged him to start a GoFundMe, and it worked, raising all the money he needed in about a day.
There's so many people that love this place and that, like, live by it.
My head is still spinning from that. I can't believe it. It's like I'm overwhelmed by the love and support. Like, unbelievable.
Gabe's next decision is whether or not to stay and pay the extra money or find a place that'll give him a longer lease. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Williamsburg.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.